This podcast is from Allegro Non Troppo on Joy Melbourne 94.9 radio station, Melbourne, Australia, and is produced for you by Adam, Peter and Robert.
You're listening to Allegro Non Troppo across Australia via satellite on the Community Radio Network with Adam Stobbs
and Peter Forty.
Today we're going to look at some of the issues once again, but in a slightly different context this time, about gay marriage. Gay marriage is one of those issues that just won't go away. Whether we want it or not, it looks like the Western world is moving to the acceptance of gay relationships as equal to marriage. There's been a careful use of language not to use the term marriage. Civil unions, registered relationships are starting to pop up around the world as viable options. In the USA, the notorious Proposition 8 has indicated that the USA is not ready to recognise same-sex unions, according to the outcome of the plebiscite conducted with the US elections last month. On Allegro today, we're going to look at what actually is marriage and do we want it? Marriage of some form exists in most cultures. In Western society, Christianity has created marriage as a sanctity that exists between a man and a woman. And that's where the problem for gay union lies. But do we want to be married? We've never had the option, so why would we want to be married? Outspoken academic and writer John Hurd is going to join us for this debate, and Stephen Jones, the co-convener of the VGLRL. Hello to both of you, and welcome to Allegro Non Troppo.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to the Community Radio Network as well. First, we'll start with Stephen Jones. Stephen, can you tell us a few words, give us a quick intro of who you are?
Okay, my name's Stephen Jones. I'm the co-convener of the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, which is it's a lobbying organisation to further the rights of broader lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex community.
And you've got quite a lot of projects going.
We have a number of projects. So relationship registers within the states is one issue. The large federal matter is the implementation of the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission's same-sex inquiry report, and also doing a lot of work on family, so tying in with the Rainbow Families Council. So
equal love and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all great. Congratulations and well done.
Why, thank you.
The VGLRL is held in the highest of esteem in community organisations throughout Australia for being well organised and being very productive. And a regular on Allegro Non Troppo, if I could be as bold to say, because we get you on about two or three times a year, is our well-known colleague is John Hurd.
Hello, yes.
Now, tell us
glad
who you
back.
Are.
Your listeners, if they haven't heard me before on the station, will probably know me because I write on sex, politics and religion, various publications, The Australian, The Herald Sun, Policy Magazine, pop up on TV every now and then, occasionally go on the radio. Very happy to be here.
And one of the people that a lot of gay and lesbian people would like to lynch you sometimes, John Hurd. They frequently will get messages, no doubt, during the show. It always happens when you come on because you've got quite different views to most gay and lesbian people, do admit.
Oh, I have. I'd admit that I have different views to many of your listeners. Mm-hmm. As I said before, I think that many gay and lesbian people have views that might be a little bit different to what they hear on Joy FM, which is a key point, I think. But no, I'm very happy to be here, and passionate responses are welcome. And I'm always happy to talk through the issues that surround marriage and family and things like that. So
you're both very welcome on this station. Even you, John Hurd, if you've got views which are completely contrary to mine and the rest of the station, that doesn't matter.
Good, thank you very much.
We treat you with respect and understanding, and it's good to have your point of view. So welcome.
Excellent.
Doubly, especially people who think against us, because if we're all here agreeing with everything, it's not very interesting radio, is it?
No, indeed.
Okay. Same-sex attracted men and women in Australia simply don't want gay marriages, said John Hurd on the Herald Sun on May 13th, 2008. How do you know?
You're talking about an article I had in the Herald Sun. Mm. As I mentioned in the article, I think at that stage in New Zealand and Tasmania, where they had relationship registers and civil union schemes, I think there was something like 100 people registered in Tasmania and 1,500 across the whole of New Zealand. We've seen similar figures in Spain and Massachusetts and even in California regularly that activists expect this huge rush, and there's some kind of spike after they introduce gay marriage schemes, and then it totally drops off. And also I used in that article, and I have frequently returned to
the private live survey.
The private live survey, the only refereed, solid academic, politically credible survey of gay and lesbian people in Australia. And most of the people surveyed in that said that they didn't want to get married at any point, and most of them, in fact, were not in any kind of relationship at all.
But there's a difference between not wanting to get married and not wanting the right to get married, isn't there?
Yes, there is. But this is a distinction, I think, that's important. Because marriage, when we're talking about marriage, influences the well-being and the happiness of most Australians. Marriage isn't a narrow sort of issue. If gay people have access to marriage, that has repercussions not just for gay people, but to people who are part of the institution of marriage generally. If you don't want something, but you think you should have the option of it, it's kind of like saying, well, I don't really feel like a donut right now, but I want to have the option of having the donut. If you have somebody that's starving next to you, you know, if I were the Prime Minister, I'd give the donut to the starving man, not to the guy who wants the option of it in the future.
Stephen Jones, we might bring you in at this point. Mm-hmm. Same-sex attracted men and women in Australia simply don't want gay marriages, was the comment that John heard. What do you think?
I think it's a very strong Herald Sun sort of opening line. It's designed for the right-wing audience. So you're looking at, as John has just pointed out, there is very little evidence that the gay community, the gay and lesbian community, doesn't want marriage. So I think John's just shot himself in the foot by turning around saying, I'm relying on information from New Zealand or from Tasmania. I mean,
no, hang on, the private life survey was across Australia.
It was across Australia.
But, University.
But you've also raised...
Of gay and lesbian people in Australia.
Yep, you've also raised...
Who said they didn't want gay marriage.
Yes, but you've also raised issues such as you're saying, based on the numbers in New Zealand, based on the numbers in Tasmania...
No, that's a follow-up sort of argument.
It was quite a weak argument, but if you're using one survey, you can't turn around and make a sweeping statement that gay and lesbian people don't want.
If you can find another survey that has the solid credentials and the standing of this survey and present it, I'd be very keen to hear about it, because I've never... I mean, the VGR, LRRL, Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, I think you had some sort of survey that said upwards of 98% of people that responded to your survey support gay marriage. I mean, I don't think anybody takes that seriously.
No, it was 98% support equal rights for gay and lesbian couples. The numbers for gay marriage were less, but...
well, can we just so have
even your own surveys are showing that there's nothing like the kind of overwhelming
bit,
grassroots
please?
Support.
Can we backtrack a bit, please? Gay marriage, particularly the word marriage, is the problem here in all of this. It's... If the word marriage wasn't in this statement, it wouldn't be such a huge problem, John.
No, I wouldn't say that. Marriage is something that describes, you know, people who oppose gay marriage and who support marriage in the family are not pedants. Marriage is a term that describes a particular kind of institution that arises from human biology and human culture, and if you're a religious person, from your religious beliefs. It's always been called marriage in the Western tradition, and you know there are obviously other words in other languages. That institution is what we want to protect and celebrate and extend.
Well, why shouldn't it be celebrated with gay unions?
Because the thing is, marriage, part of the definition of the institution is a male and a female coming together in love for the sake of the family.
Sorry, whose ruling is that?
Well, this is not a ruling. This is the human experience of marriage and family.
But why should it not be able to be changed?
Well, can you have children? If you have sex with a man, can you have children?
But being married doesn't necessarily mean having children.
No, but
it's not necessarily about having
children. But part of the traditional, part of the ongoing, part of most people in the community's understanding of marriage, and this is not something to be taken lightly, is that it's about marriage. Marriage is about family. Family and marriage come together.
It may well be, but why should it stay like that? What's wrong with gay people wanting to get married?
Because it's trying...
Why should it not be changed to embrace gay people as well?
Well, there are many reasons. The reason that I think you want at this point is that it's kind of like trying to put a round peg in a square hole. If the institution of marriage is about family, and gay couples cannot have families, they can acquire them according to different sorts of legislative regimes and paying for them in India.
Cannot
and things like
two
that.
People be a family?
The definition... we're talking about the definition of marriage, not the definition of family.
No, but you are talking about family. You're saying that the institution of marriage involves having a family, being a family.
Yes. No, we're talking about family as it relates to marriage, and marriage relates to family. It's not... I wouldn't want to get into any kind of argument where I said that, you know, two people together can't be a family.
See,
that's
I think
what we're talking
we're
about.
Being bogged down in semantics here a little bit.
Not really. I mean, it's a biological fact. If you can come together and have children, you can. It's not semantics. This is biology. This is the human person and the human being. Trying to paper over that with
can I just distill this into a statement? Then
is the problem
is that marriage seems to be about the begetting of children.
It has always been. If you said you wanted to talk about Western culture before we began, in every culture around the world, if you ask people what they mean by marriage, what they mean by family, they mean mum and dad, or whatever they say in their languages, and children. This is the thing. And I think this is what most people in the Australian community, and I would come back to Stephen's comment about writing for a right-wing audience. In California recently, as you mentioned, Proposition 8, California, one of the bluest of blue states in America, one of the most liberal places, you know, the heartland of the gay rights movement, resoundingly rejected gay marriage. 52-48, it was a 400,000-person
I wouldn't say that's resounding.
In American politics, that is resounding.
But also, when you look at the system in America, that voting is voluntary, so therefore the majority of people who'd be going to the polls would be the extremes of the right, a lot of the moderate left and also extreme left, but a lot of people just don't vote in America. You can't turn around and say, this is a God-fearing country. It's run by mostly religious fanatics, such as George Bush, who is actually quite prolific and can't tell the difference between religion and politics.
I'd want to immediately distance myself from any kind of comments along those lines about America being run by religious fanatics or belittling people who vote because of their religious values. Everybody votes because
but
of their moral...
52
or
to 48 is not a resounding victory,
it's
very close.
In the recent American election, they had record turnout figures, and specifically in California, they had record... The same people who voted in overwhelming numbers for Barack Obama voted overwhelmingly against gay marriage. 73% of black people in California voted against gay marriage. These are people
who... How do you know? Does the
poll
say, are you
LA
black,
Times.
Are you white, are you into Proposition 8 or not?
I think this was the
exit
polls. Yeah.
The data. I mean, these are people, the black people, especially in California and other places, have a visceral experience of human rights violations, of civil rights movement. These people are not convinced, like most gay people aren't convinced, like the rest of the community aren't convinced, that gay marriage is at all necessary for the flourishing of human beings.
Can I just now put my 2 cents worth in?
Can't convince them.
Okay, John Hurd, you need to rate it a bit. You're hogging it.
Okay.
I don't like the idea of gay marriage either, because I don't like the concept of marriage as it exists in our culture and our society. I think the basic concept of marriage, right through the whole thing, is wrong.
But isn't it about human rights of being treated
hang
as
on a minute.
Equal?
We're talking about marriage itself. What is marriage? Let's look at what marriage has been up to this point in our society. It's when a man takes a woman, she is made to take his surname, she becomes his property. Okay? That's the basic concept of marriage. It's this two people coming together, whatever, maybe. But basically, marriage is about a concept of ownership. Woman gives up everything.
Adam, I'd say that might have been the Western English-speaking legal tradition of marriage. That certainly hasn't been the Catholic understanding or the Christian understanding of marriage, which doesn't talk about property in terms of property rights. They might talk about the headship of the man and his leadership of the family and things like that, but it's not about... you're talking about chattels and property law and things like that, which is a legal definition. That's not a part of Christianity.
No, but also, Adam makes a valid point by turning around and saying it's about property rights. I mean, you're looking at the gay and lesbian community, and a lot of feminist lesbians particularly have issues with the definition of marriage. It was about... I mean, the feminist critique and attack on marriage from the 70s onwards has been about the subrogation of women. It's about ownership. I mean, it's not until recently that the laws have been overturned about rape and marriage. So, you know, the wife was obliged to provide comfort, comfort being the legal definition of rape.
I'm delighted that you've brought up feminist critiques of marriage, because in many respects, and again, I've been delighted to discover this, radical feminists and Christian feminists and feminists of all different hues have repeatedly spoken up in support of my views in particular, and the views of other people who do not support gay marriage. I don't think you'll find a radical lesbian feminist with a banner over her head supporting... They think this is... It's not my argument, but they think this is a mad rush to conformity, a way of forcing radical lesbians into a patriarchal straitjacket. And it's a good point to bring up, because that's another cohort of gay and lesbian people who do not support gay marriage.
But that's... an issue with marriage as an institution, not with same-sex relationships. They just see marriage as evil, full stop. So can we have a discussion about whether marriage is completely wrong and we should just get over it? Or is marriage solely a domain for religious people who want to have children? You seem to say that marriage is about religion and it's about having children.
I've never said marriage is about religion. I said religions have traditionally and continue to have beneficial and loving things to say about the ideal of two humans coming together. I've never gone on the record saying that only Catholics should get married, or the Pope should register relationships in Australia. That's untrue. I think as a bloke who's supposed to be on the channel defending marriage, you might have got off track a little bit here. So we might turn to Adam to.
Okay. To, thank you, John, for putting us in. The thing about marriage is it's a complicated issue, and it's a really emotional issue, and again, it's the word marriage. But what are the options? There's options coming out. The two options that come out at the moment that we're seeing around the world are civil unions and relationship registers. Now, the latter of the two, relationship registers, have produced a great deal of consternation. People saying that they don't like relationship registers. We might have a break and we'll have a track, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss this a little bit further, because it's fairly intense. You're listening to Allegro Non Troppo across Australia on the Community Radio Network via satellite, with Adam and Peter, our special guests, Stephen Jones from the VGLRL and academic and writer John Hurd. We're talking today about gay marriage. What are the options? What are the opportunities? Do we really want it? Do gay and lesbian people want gay marriage? And we've been chatting with John quite vociferously, and Stephen as well, about this particular issue. And we've decided that we might look at some of the options to marriage. And now, John, if we were to have civil unions or relationship registers, what do you think about that? In your stance, you're firmly and quite anti-gay marriage, right?
I would say that I don't support gay marriage, but that's because I support marriage and the family. It's okay. Not about being anti-something. It's about being pro-something else that conflicts with somebody else's view. On relationship registers and civil unions, I've always said that I support worthy, loving relationships between human beings. What I do not support is some sort of setup that would challenge or compete with or otherwise harm marriage. So if a relationship register or a civil union scheme was set up so as to be everything about gay marriage except for using that name, I would not support it.
Stephen Jones, with relationship registers and civil unions, what's been the case in overseas is that actually quite a lot of heterosexual people are opting to use these as well rather than get married. Is that right?
There are. So you're looking at the different models. So you've got marriage as one issue. Mm-hmm. Then you've got civil unions, which to a certain extent is what happens at a registry office. So you mm-hmm. go in, you declare your relationship, it's under the Marriage Act, but it doesn't have the religious aspect. So then there's beneath that is civil unions, which is about the legal recognition of the relationship, but it doesn't use the words marriage. So it gives you all the entitlements. I mean, using the British civil partnership as an example, it also gives you the social normative aspects of being able to say, this is my sister-in-law, this is my brother-in-law, because it creates a legal relationship and a legal understanding. Okay. The next level down is then the relationship register, where you go, you declare your relationship. It's a formal administrative process, and what it provides is mostly an evidentiary certificate or registration of the relationships that says it's a declaration between two people under law as well. So there are different aspects. It's just with a civil union, it generally includes more of a ceremonial aspect. So,
okay.
Stephen, I'll just respond to that. Stephen makes a good point, Adam, and you brought it out as well. And for people who support marriage and the family, this is a big worry. People who feel that marriage has been weakened, not just by attempts to get gay marriage up, but by no-fault divorce and just changes in society generally, they also don't support these schemes because, increasingly, it's another excuse for people not to get married. If you can get tax breaks, government benefits without getting married and having all of the responsibilities that relate to that, if you can have all of the rights and none of the responsibilities, that's another reason why you...
What's the responsibility of marriage then?
Well, I mean, if you're somebody's husband or somebody's wife, then there are civil law things that relate to that. If you're a religious person, there might be religious...
Stephen Jones,
and
if somebody gets civilly unionised or their relationship is registered, don't they have similar obligations?
They do. They have obligations to each other. I mean, the common law definition of a relationship and spouses has developed, so it's not quite church and state anymore. It's not an obligation to God. It's an obligation to each other and to society.
But there must be a difference, though, between marriage or civil unions, otherwise we wouldn't be having the discussion. And
well,
the difference is that civil union is not marriage, and it's another way to delay marriage. Everybody wants people to get married, whether, you know, whichever side of the argument you're on. Most people support, most Australians, I'm talking about the political centre here, support marriage because it's good for society, it's good for the family. People who support that sort of thing often see these civil union and registry schemes as just another way to attack that very noble and well-respected and well-supported push to get people to marry each other.
John Hurd, I work in a really conservative Catholic institution. 95% of the people there are women, and 70% of them are divorced. They're all Catholics, and they're all divorced.
This is not a...
So if it's such a huge sanctity, why are they all divorced?
The failings of any particular individual, and I'm a Catholic, and I wouldn't ever put my hand up and say that I'm any kind of saint. The failings of any particular individual is not a reason to scrap the ideal. It's a call to discipline ourselves, to govern ourselves correctly, and to live up to our standards.
I think what I've just illustrated, and I think this is fairly common, I'm not an expert and I don't have research figures, but my impression from what I know is that marriage is generally failing. Most marriages, 60% of marriages end up in divorce, so why bother in the first place? And that figure is not getting any less, it's getting worse and worse. And if we're saying that marriage is about children, if 60% and more of marriages are ending in divorce, divorce is one of the most hideous things that can happen to children.
Oh yes, I agree with that. But I mean, there are two ways to approach this. I agree with you that there is a huge problem with marriage and the family in Australia at the moment.
Okay.
Over the last 40 years, we've seen a significant decline. There have been extraordinary social harms that have been caused by that. You can either say, all right, let's get rid of marriage and the family, or you can say, no, let's go back and look at some of the changes we made. Let's go back and look at some of the things that people are calling for, like gay marriage, and say, is this going to make marriage and the family stronger? If the answer is no, you reject the call.
So, I mean... This is more of an aside, but what would be your ideal? So you're saying that marriage is failing, and it's obviously not, because gay and lesbian marriage doesn't exist at the moment. So you can't blame gay and lesbian marriage for the failure of marriage.
No, but
so
why
is it failing?
But
how would you protect it? Would you make marriage only for religious people? So marriage is for the religious?
No, absolutely not. No, because marriage is not just for religious people. The argument is not just a religious one. I want to come out from this pigeonholing that I'm getting. Marriage is not just a religious issue. Marriage is an issue from biology. Marriage is an issue from the natural law. Marriage is an issue from the best of our philosophy. People come together and bond themselves together, say that they'll love each other forever and want to raise children in a happy, healthy home. This is what human beings do, and when they do it, they're happy. That's what I want. I want our laws to reflect that kind of standard. In too many cases, people who support gay marriage are at the very end of this sort of stream from the sexual liberation down that said it didn't matter if you're a male or a female, it doesn't matter if you're faithful to each other, who cares if you have an affair, who cares what you do with the kids. It's this radical devaluing of marriage, this radical devaluing of the family, that has led to people to say, well, it's broken anyway, why don't we have this and why don't we have that? I think it's time to stop the social engineering. It's time to redouble our efforts to shore up this vital institution for the benefit of everybody in our
society.
Can
I ask you a question about that?
Yep.
It's our. Who's the our?
I'm talking about the political centre and most people in Australia, including most gays and lesbians, as I wrote in the
article. Why is it the political centre? I mean, you're looking at GetUp and other polls that were conducted during the last year.
I would... That
71% of Australians support equality for same and recognition of same-sex relationships, and 57% also supported same-sex marriage.
GetUp were paid by a lobbying organisation to do the poll.
Yeah,
Well, let's go to this, because it didn't sample the centre.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, the poll was panned on Crikey, which is hardly a right-wing news outlet. The poll was panned.
But
it wasn't. I mean, we can bring up polls.
But the polls are also highly publicised by right-wing Christian organisations such as the Salt Shakers. They sent it around through their e-news bulletin saying, "Hey, members, you oppose her opinion because they are on the far right."
I have no association with the Salt Shakers, and I cannot. No,
but I'm not saying that you are a Salt Shaker. I'm just saying you're saying the centre. You're not talking about the centre.
I'm talking about the centre.
This debate is quite easy.
You've just talked about the extreme left and the extreme
right.
I'm trying to talk to the centre. If you're saying that everybody who disagrees with you about gay marriage is on the far right, mate, we live in a far right country. You're calling all Californians far right. You're calling the 73% of black people who voted against Proposition 8 in California
that's,
far right.
That's you.
This is
turning
off
things
the,
around.
This is
okay, John, let him get a word in.
It would be quite polite of you to do that. But, I mean, you're talking about the centre.
Trying to help you out.
Go ahead, Stephen.
But you need to look at different sort of ideas. So you're talking about all of Australian society, not just... I mean, there's a discussion here. I mean, you're accusing me of being far left because I don't agree with your politics.
No.
You're automatically saying that I'm extremely left.
Which political parties support gay marriage in Australia?
The Greens.
The Socialist Alliance and the Greens and the Democrats. The Labour Party and the Liberal Party, which represent broadly the vast centre of Australian society, absolutely do not support it.
That's changing.
It is.
That's changing. That's
we'll see.
Obvious. We'll see. Let's get back on topic a little bit. Have you finished?
Yes, I have. Yep. On that point, I have.
Okay. The relationship register is the thing that's happening in Australia. We're not getting civil unions. Now, I've been on this radio program for the last few years, and I've been ranting about how awful relationship registers are because I register my dogs, okay? And Justice Michael Kirby said exactly the same thing, that he sees it more as, while it's goodwill, he sees it as slightly insulting that we have relationship registers. And I've held that opinion up until yesterday, and I changed my mind. And I think I've changed my mind, I'm not sure. And it was because I read Rodney Croom's blog, where he went out and he pointed, I won't quote from it because I've printed it out for us to read, and I'll be linking it to the Allegro website. And if you want more information about today, all my notes will be up on the Allegro website. But basically what he says is that the myth and understandings about Australia's relationship registries are distorting Australia's debate on the rights of same-sex couples. The most recent victim of the mythology is retiring High Court Judge Michael Kirby, who in a recent memorial speech for Sydney lawyer John Marsden equated registering a relationship to licensing a dog or a busker. Now, I had that opinion as well, but the article, the blog post that Rodney Croom has written, goes on to explain that actually relationship registers are very, very good pieces of legal evidence. Is that right, Stephen Jones?
They are, because it's a way of sort of recognising the relationship, because, I mean, at the end of the day, there is the whole semantics and the whole discussions that we're having here about what marriage is about. It's about the family, as John is pointing out. It's about a lot of other issues. It's about social and cultural history. But at the end of the day, the proof of a marriage is not everybody wears a wedding ring these days. You can't even say that wedding rings are proof of a marriage.
Okay.
But it's the certificate. You get your marriage certificate. It is a registered relationship within the law. So what a relationship register is, it's the register of births, deaths, and marriages, creating another
category
for relationship registers.
Okay.
So it's the same as marriage, as an evidentiary.
Another myth Rodney Croom goes on to write, is that relationship registers are poor substitutes for same-sex marriage. And he goes on to say that in truth, they were never designed to be a substitute for same-sex marriage. That relationship registers were not substitutes for same-sex marriage. Would you like to comment on that?
Oh, I would. I'd take a key point from Rodney's blog post, and I'll read it out. He says, in Tasmania, for example, strangers could conceivably register a relationship if they wished. I'll read it again. In Tasmania, for example, strangers could conceivably register a relationship if they wished. For the people that support gay marriage, I can't understand how you can make the claim that this is all about recognizing worthy, long-lasting relationships, and you're setting up these schemes which are a dilution of what we understand by marriage. Strangers could conceivably register a relationship. Me and the bloke that I just met on the street can go in and sign down and get the benefits, some of the benefits that people who have been married for 40 years get. Is that fair?
Why not? You can sort of walk in off the street. If you're a heterosexual couple, you say, we want to get married. Hoorah, there you go. You're married. The relationship register, particularly the scheme in Victoria, has steps that you have to go through to prove that you are
That's
in a committed relationship.
That's the important point.
There's actually, which yes. kind of can be an argument, that a relationship registered under the Victorian scheme is probably more committed and has the capacity to prove that it can work.
I've read the
rather
I've read
than
the,
marriage.
The Victorian legislation. I actually wrote against it and
Surprise.
spoke for the math. No, for various reasons. But one of the reasons was that you have to prove, not that you have a loving relationship, not that you share children, not that you share a house, just that you're financially linked.
Not
so,
necessarily.
So,
that's
no,
one
I,
of the
I've,
criteria.
I've heard gay rights advocates describe that as the sugar daddy clause. Here we have relationships that aren't enduring, lifelong,
oh,
loving.
Oh, you are so good, John.
All it matters is that you've got a sugar daddy clause so that somebody's putting money in somebody else's
account.
So
what clauses are there for marriage, apart from the fact you're not related?
Well, this is because marriage, as everybody understands it, is not just a legal institution. It might be religious, it's social,
No, you're not
cultural.
Answering the question.
No, I am answering
you're
the
converging.
Question.
No, what
you
is
you
the
said,
criteria
you
to
said,
get married?
You said that two people who are heterosexual can just go into a registry office and get married and hoorah, and then who cares what they... That's not true. People who are their friends, if I went into an office with a woman that I just met on the street, my mother, everybody I know, my family, my friends, the people at my church, the people at my workplace, social institutions would come down on you with shame, with disapproval. There's none of that with this situation where all you're trying to do is set up a legal... It really is, in many cases, a sham to say that this person is something that they're not. This relationship is exactly
no,
the same.
But
this
the
relationship, strangers could conceivably register a relationship if they wished. It's exactly the same as mum and dad, who have been married for 40 years, have raised 6 kids and sacrificed and worked hard. This is why you can't get your argument across to the broad political centre, because
okay, could I
in many
just
cases,
draw a
makes
point
no
here,
sense.
John Hurd? I think what Rodney's doing, he says, because there is no requirement to be in an existing relationship.
Isn't that a worry, though?
Well, yes, it is.
If we're talking about
and let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because my partner's Thai. We've been together 8 years. We've been together 2 years, and we applied for him to get PR to live in Australia with me. You have got no idea the hoops that I had to jump through to prove that we were in a relationship, and so did he. And this went on for 2 years. We had investigations, we had people looking into our private lives, we had all sorts of things, but it all worked out pretty okay. So there was this huge scrutiny that we did indeed have to prove that we were in a relationship to get a registration to get a visa so he could
oh, yes.
live in Australia.
As I understand it, though, Adam, that if your partner were a female and you married him, you would have to prove very similar sorts of things to immigration. I mean, people are always joking about green cards in America and things like that. There are sham marriages in heterosexual immigration law as well. So there are always going
okay.
to be these sort of
but
hurdles.
But the onus is a lot less. I mean, Adam would have had to apply under the interdependency category, which, as Adam has pointed out, is very intrusive. It's very also expensive as well as time-consuming. Marriage has a lot less of a burden. You say, we are legally married, and the steps are less.
Oh,
they're,
I don't know.
They're not as cumbersome.
I'm not as familiar with the Australian legislation.
You still haven't
But in America,
question.
I understand
right.
that you have to prove that you sleep in the same bed and
John,
and that
can
you
just
inhabit the same house
second?
And things like that.
Can you just stop for a second? Because you're digressing.
I know you'd like me to, but we've only got a certain amount of time, and getting through the issue pretty well, I think.
What are the requirements in the Marriage Act for a marriage? You're saying marriage is the sanctity, blah, 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 blah. You're talking about a couple who've been married for 40 years as having legal rights. But, I mean, you're very
concerned
with Catholicism.
No, let Stephen finish.
Can you...
Let Stephen finish, please.
You probably don't believe in sex before marriage, so thus you can't sleep in the same bed before you're married and blah, 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 blah. So having to prove that you're in an existing committed relationship to go on a relationship register versus the whole ideal of two virgins who lived at home, who get married because it's all sweet and lovely, just getting it done. It doesn't matter that there's friends there and there's shame. It's just if two people want to do it, it's called eloping. You go on a plane to Vegas, you do it.
Okay.
But what are the legal impediments to getting married?
Stephen,
apart from the fact you have a man and a woman.
Let me try to answer a number of questions. I think you've just mischaracterised the Tasmanian and the Victorian registration schemes that you're apparently supporting. You strangers in Tasmania could conceivably register a relationship.
Conceivably
because there is no
word.
There is no requirement for an existing relationship.
You're not even
Hang on,
looking
let me finish.
At...
Can I finish here, Adam, please?
Yes, go.
Okay. I'm answering your questions. Strangers, because there is no requirement to be in an existing relationship. I agree with you that that's a problem. In Victoria, you only have to prove, again, the sugar daddy clause that you're giving money to each other.
You're
again,
naive.
I agree with you that that's a problem.
You say you're an academic.
You don't
what
need
sort
to
of
shout.
Academic are you?
Neither of you need
seriously,
to shout.
Have
Thank you.
You
we
read,
have microphone.
I think we should move on. This is getting nowhere on this one.
No, this is quite interesting. This is getting to the crux, and this also illustrates the amount of confusion in the community
and among advocates for the things they're supposed to be advocating,
and those against as well. Because I don't think any of us really here are that qualified to understand all of it. It's such a huge, complicated issue, but it still begs the question: what do we really want? Let me put it to you like this: my experience. I was with a partner for 12 years, and I didn't know at the time, but he'd been married for 10 years, okay? And he died in 1995. Now, if I had been a woman, there would be no argument about who gets what, but I'm a man. And I was in a same-sex relationship with this guy, and his family went through me to try and get in. They're still doing it. 15 years, 13 years later, they're still going through me to try and get things that they think they have rights to. Now, if I'd been a woman, I wouldn't have any of these problems. What do you think about that, John Hurd?
Adam, I wouldn't want to comment directly on your legal experience because I can't. But let me say...
Your opinion.
Let me say generally that I... let's bring up Michael Kirby again. Spoke up last year for superannuation rights for judges... significant others, or spouses, or partners, or whatever they want to call it in the legislation. I wrote an opinion piece and had it published in The Australian, in the legal section, in support of Kirby's proposal. Superannuation entitlements, all of these sorts of estate planning and swapping and mingling kind of issues are, as I see it, and as most people see it, completely separate to the issue of whether or not two men or two women should be able to get married in Australia or America or anywhere else. I think that a man has full rights to the wealth that he creates, and he should be able to give it to whoever he likes. And let me say that the legislation that's going through is going to support that. Judges, pensions, and other people's, if it gets up, will be able to go to their significant others. And it's another substantive equality reform issue that has come through without having gay marriage.
What wonderful punctuation, John Hurd. Stephen, would you like to... I think you'd probably agree with John on that, do you? Up to a point?
To a certain point. I mean, economic equality and social equality is different. I mean, sort of equality is that we have the same rights. You can't sort of wash it down by going, you have access to superannuation, you have access to tax, but you can't have access to a proper, meaningful relationship, a mean of recognising it. And the true way of recognising the relationship is marriage. So the argument comes down to equality. So full equality means marriage. You can't discriminate on someone and say, well, we don't like you because of this, we don't like you because of this. Like, you know, all citizens should be entitled to the same things.
Maybe I'm stupid, but I've never really understood this constant return to equality as a good in itself. Equality is not a good in itself. If somebody,
how can that be so?
Here's an example. If I'm in a pub with my friend and my friend gets punched in the face, I don't want to be treated equally. That is how equality... If we're using... It's the same thing, because discrimination doesn't mean...
How is it the same thing?
Well, discrimination doesn't mean unfair discrimination. Discrimination means making a choice. We discriminate against people in the law all the time. We don't let children drink or smoke or drive. We don't let, and well, we haven't let until this point because it's never been wanted, and I would argue it's still not wanted, two men to marry each other. We don't let people register their... I don't know, we don't have to have registration.
Can we back up a bit? Because that's a really interesting equality. So therefore, your friend to be equal, everybody in the pub should punch everybody
exactly.
in the face.
And this, I've never understood this. Some people want their relationships recognised because they want the inherent worth and value in those relationships to be acknowledged by the people they care about, by their governments, whatever. I can understand that. But I don't think that has anything to do with legislation. I don't think if, you know, Peter and Paul get a marriage certificate, it's going to make a bigot love them or respect them. That's just
John Hurd, can I ask you then to put this into perspective?
Yes.
For yourself?
Right.
Because I know you've probably got the backup of quite a lot of our listeners, as you always do, and that's one of the reasons I like to have you on this show, is you get everybody stirred up. So how do you see yourself in all of this? Are you ever going to get married?
I don't think in my 27 years I've not found a woman who would take me, and I don't think I'm the kind of person, for various reasons, mainly because I'm sexually inclined towards
you're
homosexual,
a homosexual
acts. Well, I'm inclined towards homosexual acts. I don't think I'd make a good husband.
Okay.
So no, I can't, you know, who knows what will happen in the future, but I can't see myself getting married to a woman. But I wouldn't want to get married to a man. If I found somebody that I was so devoted to and lived with according to my values and my beliefs, I've never been able to see what a document signed by Kevin Rudd would do for our relationship.
I think you've answered the question. Stephen, can I ask you a similar sort of question? If marriage was an option, this is just a little bit of a personal insight here, and you don't have to answer, but would you want it?
Yes, I mean, why not? It's a way of recognising my relationship. My partner and I have been together for almost 7 years. We've discussed marriage at length. I've said, I would love to marry you. Because to me, that's the way of saying, it's a celebration, it's before our friends, it shows commitment. My straight friends, some of them are married, some of them are not. Some of them are doing their wedding plans, they get excited, it's a big day, it's all about celebration, it's about love. And a lot of my straight friends don't understand why I can't get married.
Okay.
I can have a relationship, a registered relationship, and my partner and I have discussed it. We're going to California, 2 weeks too late, but we've also been to Hawaii. I'm a British citizen. I can do a British civil partnership. But my partner is very steadfast about saying, we're not going to do it until it's legal in our own country.
Okay.
So
my partner is... I'm an Australian citizen, but I've got dual citizenship as well. I've got British, and my partner is absolutely obsessed with me going to get us married. But I, even if marriage was given to us, or if we could get married, or registering relationships, civil unions, a whole lot, I'm not going to do any of it. For the simple reason is the financial aspects of this. The way I've set up my life, if I suddenly get civil union, things would change fairly dramatically financially for me, and I'm not prepared to do that.
That's a key point too. People always talk about fairly minor, I think, ways that they're financially disadvantaged by the current setups.
It's not going to be minor for me.
Well, but current setups, I said.
Yeah.
If there is this change, many people who currently live together and might be receiving Centrelink benefits and things like that will have their Centrelink benefits cut.
Oh, really?
If they're considered spouses. This is a huge issue for people.
Your partner's income is taken into account.
Okay,
which
I
is another
that.
Reason, a financial reason, to be against gay marriage.
No, but gay marriage has nothing
fine.
To do with
I've
that.
Got nothing
no,
against if, that because at least I'm being treated equally.
Yeah, but if you're a gay person and you were married and it were recognised and you were on Centrelink benefits, your benefits would be cut according to your spouse.
You don't have to be married for that to happen. It's going before Parliament now. It's part of the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, equal same-sex, same entitlements.
But I mean, this
it's
is
going through.
This
That's
is another
not a marriage
this is,
issue.
This is another key.
Everything
point.
Comes back to gay marriage being evil for you. But my question, probably, to try and get to your what?
This
would,
is not about evil.
What
this is,
hang
this
on.
Is, this is what affects people's hip pockets.
What would the detriment to society be to allow gay couples if they chose to marry?
All right, let me give you a broad picture. For the last 40 years, since about 1968, in the Western world, we've tried an experiment around sex and family and religion. It has failed. We've said it doesn't matter if you're a male, doesn't matter if you're a female, doesn't matter if you're a husband or a wife. You can basically do what you like, live out your dreams and your hopes, and who cares about the consequences? We've seen the consequences come back in drug abuse, in broken families, in welfare their dependencies. It has failed. I think gay marriage is the end point, the last gasp of that diseased way of thinking, and it must be opposed.
Okay, Stephen, would you like to wind up on that?
I just love the way that John just said that everything that heterosexual people have done for the last 40 years has screwed up society, and thus it's time to blame the gays.
Okay. VGLRL, as I said, is doing a magnificent job of representing the gay and lesbian community. On behalf of the community and all of us here, thank you.
Thank you.
Not just on the not on this issue of gay marriage, civil unions and registration, relationship registers, but other things as well. VGLRL is an important part of the community, as the other state counterparts are as well. John Hurd, it's always great to get you in here. You certainly stir everybody up.
Thank you very much for having me.
No, we like having you here. I don't agree with a lot of what you say, but part of what we do in community broadcasting is to give underrepresented views airtime and access to the community. And
underrepresented on your station. I think I'm well represented in the wider community, and actually your listeners can see me on ABC One and ABC Two. And it'll be vodcasted for people who are listening via satellite on the ABC website on a slightly different issue, but it's about sex and religion and if God has a place in the bedroom.
And if you'd like more information about the VGLRL or John Hurd, you can go to the Allegro website and you'll see plenty of hyperlinks there. Thank you once again. Thank you, Stephen Jones, and thank you, John Hurd. We'll be back next week. Allegro will be back next week, presented by you and Darren Pope. I'll be away. Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Allegro Non Troppo. If you'd like more information, you can go to the Allegro website, allegro.org.au. That's allegro.org.au.